to Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on the English abroad. The English travel to the continent and beyond this week. Let's begin with music from David Lean's final film, A Passage to India, from 1984, based on the novel of E.M. Forster, lavishly praised with 11 Academy Award nominations, including those for Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Actress for Judy Davis's performance. The film was honored with two of those awards, for Best Supporting Actress, Dame Peggy Ashcroft, and Best Original Score. The composer was Maurice Jarre. It would be Jarre's third Oscar. He was recognized all three times for his work with Lean. His earlier awards were for Lawrence of Arabia and Dr. Zhivago. Here are selections from A Passage to India. Thank you. Music from the 1984 film, A Passage to India. The composer was Mari Jarre. We turn next to the 1991 Merchant Ivory production of Enchanted April, this time after the novel of Elizabeth von Arnim, about four English ladies who spend an idyllic month at an Italian villa. There they reassess their lives, their relationships, and their goals. The film starred Miranda Richardson, Joan Plowright, Jim Broadbent, and Alfred Molina. The music was by Richard Rodney Bennett. The BBC Philharmonic is conducted by Rumon Gamba, in this music from Enchanted April.
Thank you.
music from the 1991 adaptation of Enchanted April. The composer was Richard Rodney Bennett. The BBC Philharmonic was conducted by Rumon Gamba. We've heard Cynthia Millar on the Onde Martineau, an electronic keyboard instrument which can be made to sound quite similar to the theremin. This can be accomplished by sliding a metal ring up and down in front of the keyboard to create unbroken, sweeping glissandi, lending it a kind of science fiction sound. Interestingly, Maurice Jarre also used the instrument in his score to A Passage to India. The English travel to the continent and beyond this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. We return now to India for our next selection from 2012. In contrast to A Passage to India, which was an exploration of repression and racial tension in a colonial country, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel is about finding second chances late in life, as British pensioners move to a retirement hotel abroad. The idea of self-discovery and personal reinvention is more in line with Enchanted April, from which music we just heard. The film starred Judi Dench, Bill Nighy, Tom Wilkinson, and Maggie Smith. The music was by Thomas Newman. Here are selections from The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. Thank you. Music from the 2012 film, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. The composer was Thomas Newman. What sets apart our final selection this hour is that, rather than embarking on travel for the sake of its own enjoyment, an English gentleman does so with the aim of winning a bet. The wager that he can make it around the world in 80 days. Jules Verne's novel was adapted for the screen in 1956, with an all-star cast headed by David Niven. The film went on to win an astounding, for such a whimsical exercise, 5 Academy Awards. One of those was for the composer Victor Young. Despite having received 22 Academy Award nominations over the course of his career, including twice being nominated 4 times within a single year, Around the World in 80 Days would bring Young his only Oscar. Unfortunately, the award was a posthumous one. Young had died of a cerebral hemorrhage at the age of 56. Here is some of his Academy Award-winning music from Around the World in 80 Days. Music from the 1956 film Around the World in 80 Days, the final score of Victor Young. It was recognized with an Academy Award, which in the event was bestowed posthumously. Phileas Fogg, Jules Verne's unflappable English gentleman, who employs his unique resources to circumnavigate the globe, on a wager that he can do so in the allotted time of the book's title. And with that music from Around the World in 80 Days, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. Music from films about the English abroad this week. I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Support for this program has been provided in part by a grant from the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by the listener members of the Classical Network. It's listeners just like you who make Picture Perfect possible. Visit our website at wwfm.org and click on donate/renew. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on Picture Perfect, recommended recordings, and more, check out my Facebook page, Classic Ross Amico.